Let's return to the Boomer Planners on Talk Zone. Once again, here are your hosts, Thomas Lee, Howard Hafetz, and David Abrams.
Welcome back to the show and our discussion regarding some medical examinations that have suggested not be done for folks over the age of 75. We have Alan, who is a doctor in upstate New York. And Alan, I think we had a couple of follow-up questions for you.
Alan, are you still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. This is David. You mentioned that you're a surgeon. I'm an internist, and I've becoming more and more interfered with in how I practice for my patients. I want to know if you find that there's, in where you are in upstate New York, albeit it's a bit colder there, so maybe things are a little bit different, but in fact, do you find that when you have to take care of Medicare patients, you have more obstacles to do things the way that you feel would be best for patients, or is that just something that's happening to me out here in California?
No, I can't say that I've had that experience.
Okay.
That doesn't really ring with a great deal of familiarity.
Okay. Well, one of the things which I've experienced, and I think that was curious about you from the surgical standpoint, is on my side in primary care, I really am running into increasing problems. Let me just mention one thing. There was, an article about it in NewYorkTimes.com a few days ago with the title, Court Blocks White House Push on Medicare Expenses. A federal court has blocked the Bush administration's effort to save money on Medicare by paying only for the least expensive treatments for particular conditions. In this circumstance, there's a medication, the brand name for which is Duoneb, which is a combination of drugs that you put in a nebulizer for people with severe chronic obstructive lung disease. And Medicare decided that they just weren't going to pay for this, so they were going to pay for some generic preparations which are way more difficult to use, require a lot more technique to install these things into the nebulizer. And the, you know, the people who represented the manufacturer of the drug and some patient issue sued Medicare on the behalf, and a judge said, you just can't do that. If Congress has said what they're going to pay, this is up to the Congress to do. And it's now going to go back and forth. But I come across this all the time, is that there's one thing after another that Medicare does to we as primary care physicians. And I'm glad to hear that they're not doing it to you as surgeons, so they're not telling you what kind of procedure you have to do, or they certainly probably tell you how much they're going to pay you.
Well, they do that, and I guess because I'm a general surgeon, I don't run into it quite as much. I would imagine that our orthopedic colleagues are running into that all the time. And I would expect that there's probably some restrictions on what sort of prostheses they can put in if they're doing a hip replacement or a knee replacement, you know. And maybe that's not inappropriate. I mean, an 85-year-old woman that has a little osteoporosis and falls down and breaks her hip and needs a prosthesis put in doesn't necessarily need a Cadillac prosthesis or you guys are on the West Coast, right?
It's 82 degrees where we are right now, Alan.
They don't need a state of the art prosthesis because they're not going to be out running half marathons anymore.
That's right. And when it's warm out, you can have a less expensive prosthesis.
Well, there you go.
Alan, thanks. Thank you very much for calling into the show. We're going to kind of move this discussion onto the finance side, and I'm just going to kick it over to Howard by, you know, mentioning to him my paranoia that, in fact, maybe the government is running out of money, and that's why they're putting these restrictions on the kinds of drugs that we're using. Maybe that's why they're telling me what kind of drugs that I can prescribe for my patients. And from what Alan says, perhaps they may make some restrictions of what kind of prostheses or what kind of, for maybe pacemakers that doctors can use because they need to save the money. It's not something the government, not something the administration is permitted to do, but they try to get away with it. What do you think, Howard?
Well, David, I think that we're going to see a lot more of this going forward. The consequence of the circumstances over the last, say, 2 to 3 months, we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet in regard to that. And the first thing that we're going to see are the effects on the entitlement programs, on the programs that can be massaged, they can be changed. And anywhere that there is a possibility of saving hard dollars from anything associated with entitlement, that's the first place the government's going to look. And that's my biggest concern, because if you are planning ahead and you are looking to take advantage of these type of programs, and they include all of the following: Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the entitlement programs that certainly center on boomers.
Howard, I was reading an article in Fortune magazine last week, and the title of the article, "You call this a crisis? Just wait." And the thrust of the article is that we have a much, much bigger economic disaster in the making. And it focuses on the 78 million baby boomers who are going to be eligible for Social Security and Medicare. I read a piece in this article, which I assume it's accurate. You know that it says Medicare and Social Security alone account for, and this is unfunded indebtedness, $41 trillion. That's trillion with a T.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And of course, those numbers are exponentially growing each year. What adding to that is this current financial crisis that we are in, that at this point, at least, I'm not sure what will happen 6 months from now, but at this point, the government seems to be very anxious and doing all that it can to rescue the financial problems and concerns on all levels, from the highest level of the various financial corporations and banks, et cetera, down to the folks that are struggling with mortgages. The question is, where does it come from? Where are the dollars going to come from? Especially if you are counting on dollars coming to you today or in the future that very well may not be there. And that is my biggest concern, and that certainly is the theme of our show. And I want to remind everyone, thank you again, Alan. Hopefully you're still listening to, as Alan did, please call us at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. With your questions in regard to anything associated with planning today, as well as planning for your future. I wanted to mention that there's a definite distinction between financial planning with dollars that are needed to be viewed as immediate, as well as dollars that are needed sometime in the future. And there are definite strategies that need to be discussed and reviewed depending on where you fall in that timeline, whether you're 2 years from retirement, 5 years from retirement, 10 plus years, or maybe already in retirement. Where you put your money and what you do with it is critical to that timeline.
Howard, you talked about whether you're five years from retirement or 10 years or what have you. I'm talking to a lot of people in the last week or two, and I'm hearing that they're belief is that they have probably going to work until they drop. There's no real plan that any of these folks, and we're talking about middle class working people.
Well, you guys are talking about these financial things, and that's I'm listening very carefully about what you can do about planning that, and I just wanted to stick in my two cents, because in fact, if there's not going to be enough money in government, if there's not going to be enough money for the government to support the healthcare system, that's kind of an extreme statement. And with the kinds of planning that you're talking about doing, I just wanted to make sure that people know that, and I've said this before, it makes common sense, that in fact, if you do take good care of yourself now, that you in fact won't need as much of the government services for your treatments. If you take very good care of your weight and diet, your exercise, take aspirin, and if there's vascular problems, you can make some substantial reductions in the incidence of your health problems.
And David, that's precisely the theme of our show, and the reason why we feel there's such a huge importance to coordinate all the various different dynamics of your life especially when it comes to planning your future, and especially for those of you that qualify in the boomer category, those of you that are in the between the ages of early 40s and mid to late 60s, again, you are either coming close to retirement, a few years away, or are already in retirement. And that is the first thing that you have to take a look at, because especially today with the volatility of everything relating to financial, everything from your home value to your bank account, you have to understand that there are places to put dollars that are absolutely dependent on timelines. So the first thing you have to review is, where are you? Where are you on that timeline? A couple years away, many years away, or already in retirement? And that's the first thing that we do. And we sit down with our clients is we review, where are you? What do you have? Where do you have your dollars now? There is silver lining out there, folks. There is definitely silver lining. You just have to be able to plan appropriately.
Howard, I think that you made an excellent point. There are some silver linings on the clouds out there. You have to be extremely careful in these times. You read the paper almost on a daily basis about older people that are being scammed. They're getting very, very scared about what they're doing with their money, the older people are. They're getting proposals from folks who they really don't know, making them offers and representations that they will make 1% per month on their money, or 2% or what have you. Something that sounds too good to be true, and in most cases really is.
And I think that's something, a thing that we want to continue in our next segment after our break coming up here soon.
We're going
to be very careful about everything, every decision that you make in regard to your money.
We just want to remind all of you that you're listening to the Talk Zone Internet radio show, The Boomer Planners, with Tom, Howard, and David. And if you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 888- 888- 463-6748. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.